Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hour number two, Ben and Woods. It is Friday morning, live from the Corona Cave. Woodsy has excused himself to go to the little boys' room, but he'll be back momentarily. I don't... It goes nothing little in here. Why don't you close the door? Why do I have to... When I go, there's like two doors you can close between him and the bathroom. I always close both of them, and he doesn't close either one of them. So I get to hear everything that's going on. Fortunately, I'm facing the other direction, so at least I'm not, like, looking that way. My back is turned.
Much better.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
I think you got back a little fast. Huh? Was there a full hand-washing 20 seconds that went on after that?
Totally. Totally.
Tony's not going to like it that you're giving him bro hugs and speeding through your hygiene procedures here in the morning.
It's my thing.
We didn't get to talk. You mentioned it while I was on the way in, our socially distanced work lunch yesterday.
Yeah,
on
I loved
the roof
it.
Of a parking garage with burritos, which was fun. It was good to see everyone. You were so happy to see all of your colleagues.
Yes.
I had forgotten everyone, and they were wearing masks.
Yes.
So I had
it was a little tough.
I had no idea who I was talking to.
Yeah, let's be honest.
All.
You didn't know if they didn't have
masks. I didn't
masks
know them
on.
Before. It's harder now having not seen them in 3 months, and they're all wearing masks. Who are you people?
You're going to have to start over again at some point.
Yes, I know.
But no, it was awesome, man. It was the burritos really, really good, and it's just fun to be around talking to people. It was really, really fun.
We're going to bring back our Bob Costas interview at the bottom of the hour, 6:35, because it happened right at the end of the show yesterday. And I mean, right at the end of the show. We took it up to the last second of the show, which led to a very awkward moment. When I was getting ready to wrap things up with Bob, there was about a minute to a minute and a half remaining in the show. And Bob jumped in with just one more thing I want to bring up.
Yes. And typically, it's you that asks the one more question.
Yeah, but this time Bob just said he had a point he wanted to make. And, of course, being a respectful host who is talking to Bob Costas, I defer. Of course, you can have the floor is yours, Bob. But he didn't know, of course, that we got a hard out, that the clock is ticking. You know, 60 seconds, 50 seconds, 40 seconds. We're running out of time. And I know this, and Paul knows this, and he's a little worried because we got to get out to the top of the hour. You know, the Jim Rome show is just going to take things over and knock us off the air momentarily. So.
Well, and what people need to know that are listening right now, I mean, it's a little bit behind the scenes, but when we say it's a hard out and you hear that music start playing,
yeah.
it will cut
It'll
us
just,
off.
Yeah, just
it will just
it's mid-sentence.
It's in a computer, it's programmed, and you go boom into
so
the next element.
It led to really one of the most stressful moments of my professional career.
Yes.
And it all played out over 30 seconds as I was thinking, how on earth am I going to interrupt the legendary Bob Costas to tell him, we have no more time for you, and you have to stop talking now.
The look on Ben's face was that of sheer panic.
I was cold sweats. And
I was pacing with the, you know, I was like, oh, man, this is not good. This is because he wanted to
clarify his exit from NBC last year.
Yeah.
And
he did a great job of doing that.
He did a great job. Everything he said was fantastic in that interview.
Listened to him all day long.
And he made the point. He said, I just want to be clear that I was not shown the door at NBC. And I just thought, okay, I need to grab onto that. And I said,
do you want to hear, do you want to hear just the very, very end?
Yeah, sure, let's hear it. This is how it played out yesterday.
Bob, we got to show you the door. Our show's ending in 10 seconds.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
Yeah. 9, 8.
Damn it. So much, Bob.
You know, usually there's a guy in my ear saying wrap up, and I hit the cue. Bye.
Bye.
I mean, I'm mortified right now. I have to go. I'm leaving.
We are done.
You should be. You should be mortified.
You should be.
It was a legit panic situation until Paulie sent us the text that Bob Costas sent back to him. And, Bob Costas, consummate pro. He says, sorry to push you to the limit. Tell the guys that their questions were unusually smart, and I appreciated it. Dude, I was beaming. I was on cloud 9 after. I put it on my Instagram stories. I'm still a little kid here. I'm like, that is Bob Costas. That's not the beat writer for the Phillies. Okay, that is Bob Costas saying, hey, tell the guys I appreciate it. Now, he could say that to every radio host in the country after an interview.
And he might be smart to do so.
I don't care. He said it to me, and he said it to you, and I'm going to wear it forever. It should go on a T-shirt. Ben and Woods.
Even though I had to cut him off at the end.
Unusual.
Horrified.
Ben
horrified.
And Woods, unusually smart.
Unusually smart.
Brilliant. It really, really made a crap day much, much better.
But it's
classic Ben and Woods. It's classic.
I am looking forward to actually bringing that interview back here at 6:35.
He was awesome.
For
man.
People who didn't stick around to the end of the show yesterday, it is a must. It's a must listen. It's a must listen again.
100%.
I'll be listening to it again closely just because it was so much fun to have him on the show yesterday. All right, we got a lot to get to this morning. Let's start out like we always do at 6 o'clock. By turning things over to our executive producer, final day of single life for Paul Reindl at our Intercom Empire Studios, it's time for the Reindl Report.
You're listening to the Reindl Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
It is 6 o'clock somewhere.
So that's happening forever.
Sex, I see. I didn't time that out right.
No, you didn't, did you? All right, so we haven't heard a ton of updates lately on Robert Kraft's situation with the massage parlor and whether or not he'll face any discipline for his actions.
I thought his high-priced lawyers just made this go away and swept it under the rug for him.
Just kid stuff.
Well,
it's not kid stuff.
He was in the news this week after doing an interview with Fox News and talking about the current status of the NFL amid this pandemic. Kraft said, quote, we're preparing to hopefully play football this fall. We're working hand in hand with our union. We believe we are developing protocols that will allow us in a safe way, looking out first for our players and our personnel, and then, of course, the fans. So Kraft sees good things in the NFL's future, a happy ending to the coronavirus pandemic, if
Paul.
You will. That's what the Baltimore Sun believes, at least, because they went viral yesterday with their headline, Robert Kraft sees a happy ending for the NFL.
Clueless headline writer or mischievous headline writer?
100%. I'm going to go with C, genius.
Robert Kraft sees a happy ending.
It was on purpose.
Yes, it was on purpose.
So good. Headline writers tend to be clever and somewhat mischievous, so I totally will buy that was on purpose.
Fantastic.
100%.
Fantastic.
Melvin Gordon and the Chargers, they didn't have a particularly smooth parting of the ways towards the end of his time with the team, so maybe this wasn't too surprising, but Gordon was doing a Zoom interview with Marcus Cromartie yesterday, and Cromartie asked him about potentially playing football games in front of no fans, and Gordon's answer was pretty priceless. Take a listen.
How would it feel if you go into these games and there's no fans in the stadium? I know there's been a lot of talk about there being fanless games. Like, could you imagine playing a football game with no fans or there being crowd noise pumped into the stadium?
Bro, we didn't have fans anyway.
Oh, man, Charger fans. They're not going to like that. Okay.
We didn't have many Charger fans at the game. I'm just being honest. We didn't have many Charger fans at the game. You know, much loyalty, love, but we ain't had many. So I'm not missing anything.
Wow, man, that is
all of a sudden I like Melvin Gordon a little more than I did.
It's like me turning the tables on David Price. I really like David Price this morning for some reason.
Let's and I'll back up what I said before. Melvin Gordon totally mishandled last season with the Chargers.
Yes, he couldn't have overvalued
himself. The holdout was counterproductive. He ended up coming back, not getting anything of what he wanted. Didn't get the contract extension. One of the biggest problems for Melvin Gordon was that his backup was better than him.
Yep.
Austin Eckler was doing a better job, yep. So there was no pressure on the Chargers to bring him back. He and his agent completely botched that whole thing.
Amazing.
Didn't get the contract that he was hoping for. Didn't really get it from the Denver Broncos either. Took less. I mean, way less than he was hoping for from the Chargers.
It's funny, though, because a lot of times the ex-embittered employee will speak out about his ex, you know, the ex-team. He's not wrong, though, in this case. I mean, he was there. They talked about it every week. Every week they talked about, man, this sucks. Playing in front of a sea of green or a sea of purple or a sea of black and silver every friggin' week. So he's not wrong, and it's you can be both. You can be the ex-embittered employee and still be right.
It's the no-win situation. Obviously, the Chargers, like any NFL team, were hoping for fans to spend money and buy tickets and go visit their new stadium this year, even if it was opposing fans. However, from an optics standpoint, if every stadium does end up being empty, which is looking less likely, I mean, we just saw Texas today announced that they will allow spectators at sporting events, 25% capacity at outdoor sporting events. So maybe there will be spectators at some point. But if there isn't, don't the Chargers kind of benefit more than any other team? They have the worst home field advantage of any team because they don't have fans. They play essentially every road game. So taking the fans away would actually benefit them more than most other teams.
It swings it more in their favor.
It does.
No question.
And finally, here's the headline. The CDC warns of aggressive cannibal rats facing shortage of garbage to eat. Strap in, boys.
I don't know what you do with that one.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has warned of, quote, unusual or aggressive behavior in American rats as a consequence of more than 2 months of human lockdown for city-dwelling rodents who now find themselves unable to dine out on restaurant waste, street garbage, and other food sources. Last month, according to the National Health Body, dumpster-diving rats were observed resorting to eating their young in the wake of urban shutdowns. Elevated levels of rat aggression has been observed in New York, where there are increased reports of cannibalism and infanticide. And in New Orleans, unusual rat behavior was caught on CCTV. Complaints in Chicago have included reports of infestations in housing blocks as rodents seek new sources of food. Some rodent experts predicted increased urban rat aggression.
All right, let's not, I don't want to inflame anyone or get, you know, the PETA people mad at me, but rats are vermin, and I don't care. If they're killing each other, fantastic.
What if they turn
fantastic.
On, what if they turn on you?
Or how about this? Can we just get all the rats and all the murder hornets together in one, like, big enclosed dome?
Cage match.
Just let them go at it. At each other, and then, you know, at the end, hopefully no one's left standing.
That is a really creepy, creepy story, and I used to go down when I would take the train home in Chicago, go down to the, you know, down below, and be like 4 in the morning, and you're seeing rats running around down there, and it just always skeeved me out to no end. They're very creepy, very, very creepy, and now they're eating each other and cannibalizing each other. It's very, very strange, Paulie.
Can you tell the difference between, like, a cute little mouse and a rat?
Yeah, I think so. It's the tail.
Yeah.
The tail and the nose, the snout.
The snout.
So creepy, man. My wife loves rats.
She
had a rat growing up. She was one of those. I'm surprised we don't have ferrets and stuff running around my house.
I used to get that sometimes because Ben was a rat. So that was one of the other,
The now it sounds creepy Michael Jackson song Ben. He was singing about a rat. I mean, at the end of the day, now we know what we know. Was he? Surprised we've never made a Ben the Rat song. Do people make fun of you?
Face. No, I mean, it's just another one of those Ben. Every name has its has its way of tease, you know, kids can tease. That was a small part of one. Ben the Rat, yeah.
Ben the Rat. It's an awful, awful song from Michael Jackson singing about his rat, if you've never heard it. Yeah, that's good stuff, Paulie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's going on?
Not much. It's Friday.
It's Friday,
it's on Ben and Woods. How we do it here on a Friday.
I like the way that we're flowing right now. It's great.
Do you?
Yeah, it's super.
There's a little discord between baseball players and the biggest name agent in the sport. We can certainly talk about that coming up.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of interesting if you're looking for a topic.
But... I've got Trevor Bauer going at it last night on Twitter with an ex-big leaguer.
Yeah.
World Series champion.
Trevor Bauer was going at it with a lot of people.
That's what he likes to do.
He does like doing that.
Likes to get in the mix there.
All right, we'll discuss that. We got our Bob Costas interview just ahead as well. It's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.